Oscar with Metro Me Ministries. How are you all doing today? Yeah, this is a free ministry for fatherless boys. We love Jesus in this ministry. Yeah, this is free. All of our events and activities are free for fatherless boys. So, fatherless boys, single moms, grandmothers, raising fatherless boys, call us up for more information. Yeah, it's 800-787-5044. 800-787-5044. And our website is www. That stands for Win, Win, Win with Jesus. www.mentorme.org. And here's our founder president, Bobby. His name is Bobby Solomon. Go get him, Bobby. We got a great show for you today. Here's Bobby.
Hi, everybody. This is Bobby Solomon. How are you doing today? Oscar, thank you for that wonderful message and introduction. Wowie, you're on fire for Jesus today, aren't you?
Yeah, Bobby, I love Jesus.
I know you do. I know you do. And that's one of the things that I'm very, very, very pleased with about you, Oscar, and all the fatherless boys.
Thank you, Bobby. I love you, too.
Yeah, all the fatherless boys who love Jesus, and those that don't know Jesus yet will come to Jesus someday when they open their hearts to him. We have a wonderful show today, as Oscar has said. And
thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome, Oscar. You're welcome. And
Bobby, I just can't say thank you to God enough. I love him so much.
Praise Jesus. All I can say to that, Oscar, is praise Jesus. We have such a wonderful show, and it's another glory to God and praise to Jesus, our Holy Savior, and the power of the Holy Spirit. First up is Pastor Uncle Jamie, James Flores of the Navajo Bible Church in Fort Defiance, Arizona. He's going to give his message today.
Bobby, can I say it? Can I say it?
Yeah, you can say it, Oscar.
I want to say it. He's got level 3 of leadership lessons in Christ.
Yeah, he does. So here's Pastor James, and then we have a surprise for you after that.
Let's continue in our part number 3 of Timothy Principles. This is Uncle Jamie with you once again, giving you some truths from God's Word. Bring in the fatherless boys. Sit them right there by the radio and let them listen to what God wants to tell them. See, God loves them. God wants to save them and bless them and change them. God wants to do all that for them if they would submit to God's power. See, God is the one that wants to straighten up that which is crooked, that which has been broken, he can put together. There ain't nothing impossible with God. Let me give you 2 more truths in the Timothy principles that I have been giving. I want to read from 1 Timothy chapter number 5. Let me read verses 1, 2, and 3. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, too, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity, 3. Honor widows that are widows indeed. With these 3 verses, and if you read the entire chapter, it's talking about a principle of how we treat other people. How we treat other people. We ought to treat other people the right way, not the wrong way. We shouldn't be judgmental. We shouldn't look at the color of their skin. We shouldn't see if they're rich or poor or to see if we would really want to hang out with them kind of people. No, Jesus Christ hung around with anybody and everybody because he loved them, because he knew they had a need, a spiritual need. And therefore, we ought to be careful how we treat older people, younger people, people that don't have a lot of money. We ought to be careful with those that do have a lot of money. Listen, God knows that you need some good people in your life, and they can come from every direction. I have some people in my life that are rich. I have some people in my life that we help out because they're poor. I have some black friends. I have some white friends. I have some brown friends. I have some yellow friends. I have some red friends. You see, God's people come in all kinds of different colors, and he loves them all. The last principle is found in chapter number 6, and it's in verse number 10 and 11. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 10 and 11. For the love of money is the root of all evil. which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. If there is a trap that God wants you to avoid, it's the trap of money. Money. Now, this last principle is a principle of financial balancing. Financial balancing. When I first started working, the first job I ever got that was a government-paying job, I was 12 years old when I started collecting. And when I started collecting money from the government. And not only that, I got my retirement also taken out from there, and my other kinds of things that they take out from your check. And I did get tempted to make more money. But you know what? I'm already rich. And you are already rich too. When you have Jesus Christ in your life, when you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have Jesus Christ as your best friend, and not only that, He'll take care of every need that you need. You're rich already. I don't have to desire to be rich. By the way, I've worked other kinds of jobs, but I never desired to make a lot of money, because I already knew what kind of money I was already making is what I already needed. I didn't need any more. Don't desire to become rich when you are already rich with Jesus. Just make enough to pay your bills, buy some necessary things, and to buy some things for other people that have needs. Financial balancing. That's a principle that you ought to have in your life. That's a principle that the Apostle Paul taught young Timothy. This is Uncle Jamie saying that I love you, and God loves you.
Oh, I just love those messages from Pastor James, don't you, everybody? He's such a good pastor and teacher. There's so many pastors and leaders and teachers that God has to help us in our lives here on earth. Now, I want to share with you something. We talked to a young man, a boy, about 10 years old, and his nickname is Gubba. His name is Gabriel, and Gabriel is a wonderful boy, and he loves Jesus, and he went through our leadership program recently, level one leadership. So he received the gospel booklet in the mail for free, and then he called, actually. I spoke to him and his grandmother on the phone, and his grandmother Elizabeth, and Gubba Gabriel, he answered five questions about Jesus, and it was a wonderful discussion. And then we told him that we were going to send him his $25 Walmart gift card for free. And any of you fatherless boys can do this. All you got to do is call us, 800-787-5044, and let us know. Have your moms or grandmas call and let us know that you want to do this. It's fun and it's easy, and we'll send it all to you for free. So Gabriel now wants to talk a little bit. I have about 30 seconds of an interview with Gabriel. And then after that, we are going to do some prayer. Here's Gabe.
Gabriel, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you need a Bible?
Yes.
You do. Would you like me to send you a Bible?
Yes.
Good. And do you want it to be something that's easy to read?
Yes.
Okay. When I send you the Bible, will you keep it in a place that you can always get it?
Yes.
Okay. And how often will you read that Bible?
Every day.
Good answer.
Now, I want to say some prayer for some fatherless boys, and this was sent in to us by a grandmother who loves her fatherless boys so much, and many grandmothers have called us and texted us. I want to say that please call us or text us for the fatherless boys in your family or your friend's neighborhood that you want us to pray for. All you got to do is give their name, their age, and where they're from. Name, age, and where they're from, that's all. And here's our text number, 949-394-0150. Again, it's 949-394-0150, okay? Now, we're going to pray for Lauren, and we're going to pray that God will, God's will be done in Lauren's life today, and Lauren opened his heart completely to Jesus for the salvation and joy that only Jesus can bring. We want to pray for Cody. And Cody and these young men are out of the Phoenix area. Cody is 16, Lauren's 21. Cody, we want to pray for you that all the blessings that God has for you in your life, Cody, will come to bear, and you will get really close to Jesus Christ today and forevermore. And now we want to pray for Gabriel, who we just heard. Gabriel, who's 10, he's out of the Phoenix area. Gabriel, want to pray all of God's blessings for you and for all the things he has for you in your life, through music, through helping people, through art and everything, that you blossom out in Jesus Christ in your life. And for Noah, and he's out of the Noah and Kyler. Noah's a teen, Kyler's 8. I believe they're also out in the Phoenix area, but I actually don't know. We want to pray for them, that young men, boys in Jesus, you lost your father at age, in the year 2016, only 5 years ago, and you lost him tragically, the text says. I pray for you in the name of Christ Jesus, that all the peace and strength from God through the power of the Holy Spirit be done in your hearts and in your lives today and forevermore. Amen. Amen. I want to pray for these boys. Also, Lord, I want to pray for all the fatherless boys today that need you so much. We all need you, fatherless or not, because without you, we are without our holy heavenly Father, and we only have one heavenly Father. This is God the Father. Through the faith of Jesus Christ, we can come to God the Father and be united into your family here on earth, God, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, our one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I pray for the fatherless boys in this nation that you would raise them up with hearts of gold from Jesus. They would do the things, God, that you have made them to do, not what the world says to do, but what you have made them to do. And they will shun the world. They will run from the world. But I don't say shun the world as far as shedding your light, Lord. I pray they will be a light to the world, but shun the evil of the world is what I mean, and flee from the evils of this world that can destroy us. And we know, God, who the ruler of this world is, because you told us in your word that Satan is the prince of the air, and we don't want anything to do with Satan and his demons, the fallen angels that are now called demons. We want to stay away from the devils. We want to shun evil. But we want to be of faith, God. Please bring us to strong faith in you with the light of Christ in us so we can shed your light for all to see, and it will glorify our Father who art in heaven through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If, folks, you'd like to know more about this wonderful free ministry for fatherless boys, get a hold of us at 800-787-5044. 800-787-5044. Again, 800-787-5044. Our website is mentorme.org. 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 Please join us in praying for the fatherless boys, their mothers, their grandmothers, who's ever raising them, their sisters, the fatherless children and the fatherless boys of this nation and the world. Amen. By the way, everybody, if you haven't called in before to talk to us or ask us questions, it's very easy. There really is no obligation. This is a free ministry that God set up in the year 2000 to bless fatherless boys for Jesus. And everything we do in the ministry is free. And all we want to do is to serve Christ. I was a fatherless boy myself. And many of the men, the Christian men that are certified mentors that mentor the fatherless boys, they are too. And so call us and get more information for your fatherless boys. There's nothing to be afraid, and nobody will pressure you. You're not obligated to do anything. Single moms, grandmothers, and others raising boys that are growing up without their dads, give us a call. Here's the number again, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044. Again, it is 800-787-5044. And also, ask for our leadership program. May God bless you in all that you do for Him. Amen.